Blog Talk Radio.
Is this thing on? Hey, hey. What's up, Tam Fam? It's the look of the week, Cam. I think that's what you call it, right?
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, Cyrus. How you doing? It's Ramon.
Hey, Ramon. How's it going, man?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good, man. I can't complain. Week's off to a good start.
Awesome. Yeah, it's almost the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's Tuesday. I'm lying.
Well, you know what? But it's Tuesday, then it's Thursday, so it's so I know exactly what you mean. That's how the week always feels to be.
All right. I have Doris Savron for you.
Oh, yeah, we're all set for Doris. This will be airing today, Ramon, at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Awesome. All right, I'm going to go ahead and patch her through. You have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, stand by.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hello, Doris. Thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you can be with us as well. This is part of our music and news segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about the changing face of the workforce. The workforce market is evolving, and this year it's reported that we'll see more employers begin to move away from the emphasis on a four-year 4-year degree requirement to greater recognition of valuable skills. However, there are sizable skill and opportunity gaps for workers, illustrated in the results of University of Phoenix's recent Career Optimism Index study. Here to help break down the study and to share some great tips for workers as well as employers, we're excited to welcome Doris Saverin to our broadcast today. Doris is the Vice Provost of Colleges, Assessment, and Curriculum at the University of Phoenix. We also will let you guys know where to go for more information as well. Doris, thank you again for the time today. Really do appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
We always look forward to University of Phoenix coming on to share not only, of course, their recent findings, but also to help our audience know how they can be able to continue to adapt to the changes we're seeing when it comes to the workforce. So let's start off with what you guys are seeing, Doris. What's driving the shift towards skills-based hiring?
Sure. We really started to see a big change a few years ago when employers were having a really hard time finding talent. And so they were for the pandemic, there was an actual intensification of that challenge, right, a few years later. And now they're starting to rethink their strategy in recruiting because they have open jobs and they're having a hard time finding people with the right skill sets to do that. And so instead of looking at a degree as their only opportunity to hire, they're starting to look at what are the fundamental skills needed to do certain jobs, and let's start recruitment from that lens. Because in some of the studies with opportunity at work, employers that have shifted to that focus of skills hiring, they started to uncover inequities in that requiring a degree, it created this paper ceiling where there were jobs that could be done without the degree, and they were narrowing their talent pool as a result because they were leaving out a whole segment of people that were skilled and ready to do those particular jobs. We've also seen innovation impact recruitment, so AI is an example of a current one. You're starting to see jobs change as a result of AI, so new skills are needed to do those jobs, and employers are having a hard time keeping up. So this focus on what are the fundamental skills and how to find those versus just looking at degrees is really what's driving the change today.
Interesting. And I think no matter where our audience may be joining us from, Doris, we definitely have seen, especially as you mentioned, since the pandemic, the changes that are happening and, of course, why this information is so important for our audience. So for those who are out there, they're maybe either workers or adult students, what are some tips to help them leverage their skills for career opportunities?
So we think it's critical for everyone to capture the skills that they already have. So they could do that by first starting at past jobs that they've done, their current job. What does it take to do that job? What kinds of skills are you using? And then look at any projects they've done. So if they've done volunteer work in their communities, if they're caretakers, if they're taking care of their homes, like that all requires problem solving, communication, critical thinking. Capture those skills as well and put them into a digital profile like LinkedIn or other social media places where you can make it shareable and visible for people. Two, if they are students, we recommend paying attention to everything that's covered in each course because they're learning new skills in every course that they're taking. At University of Phoenix, we actually provide students a dashboard where they can actually track real-time skills that they're demonstrating in each of their courses, and then that creates a portfolio for them so that they are able to then update their social media accounts to show progress. And then a collection of skills could equate to being able to be ready for a job sooner than when somebody's done with a degree, depending on, you know, skills that they're acquiring. The final one, and not everybody takes advantage of this opportunity, is if an employer offers training opportunities, skilling up opportunities, or even benefits to go back to school to earn a degree or certificate, take advantage of those opportunities because that will make you ready for when an opening comes and they're looking to hire, or it could give you an opportunity for a promotion in the future.
Really good tips and really actionable as well. So we talked about workers and adult students, Doris. For employers, what are some tips for retaining talent in the changing workforce environment that we're seeing?
Sure. We're actually seeing studies that show employees would prefer to stay with their current employer if it was clear to them what their future opportunities were. So we say there's two steps employers should start with. That's first, identify the skills that are needed for each role in the organization. And then the second step is create clear pathways. So if I were to step into a role, what are my future opportunities as I do good work in that role and get acclimated to the organization that I could, you know, potentially take on in the future? And so that's the first step. The second step then is to capture that in a system somewhere. So once you have your skills identified for each of your roles and then you capture what skills are actually on staff already through the talent that you've hired. Now you understand what you're working with. So when a new job opens, you look at the skills that you don't have, and you first go internal to see what's in that data, the data that you have, and make sure there's an opportunity to recruit from internal first, and then, you know, make that opportunity available externally. That gives you an opportunity to look at who already is demonstrating or is ready for the next step. The third one, as we mentioned earlier, provide those upskilling opportunities. It's so much more effective and faster to train somebody into a new role than bring somebody in from the outside. So if they create an effective strategy for the skills that they know they're going to need for future jobs, providing some training opportunities for those that are interested internally could have them be ready when those jobs open.
Some really great tips, Doris. I'm so glad again to have you joining us from University of Phoenix to help us out. Again, everyone, Doris Sabrin has been our guest. Doris is the Vice Provost of Colleges, Assessment, and Curriculum at University of Phoenix, helping you guys to be able to understand not only, of course, the changes that are happening with the workplace, but also how you can best navigate those. Doris, where can our audience go for more information?
They can go to phoenix.edu/blog/skills.
All right, we'll make sure that we link that up for our audience as well. Doris, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to chatting with you again.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, you as well. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our Music and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.